Good day, whatever time you are joining us in Praying Together. This week, we focus on health issues. And today, we will be praying and focusing on the key issue of obesity. Wait till you hear the statistics for our county and what the county is doing about it. In California, comparatively, 31% of the general adult population and 32% of the low-income adult population are obese. In our county, 27% of the general population is obese and 32% in the low-income. So we are a little less than the California number. As obesity continues to rise, this epidemic is becoming more and more apparent. So we know that it's a sedentary lifestyle and obesity are risk factors for many health problems and premature death. They even studied children and found overweight children more likely to become overweight or obese adults. Maintaining a healthy body weight in youth may have positive impacts on their physical and mental health, as well as reduce downstream healthcare costs. In 2019, an average of 43% of the students were overweight or obese, compared to 40% of the state. That's an increase about a percent and a half from the year before. So part of them were considered outside the range, meaning very high risk. That was 23 of the 42%. And the remaining group, the 20%, needed improvement. So both groups were at risk. Basically, that leads it to 4 in 10 students are overweight or obese in our county. Now, the breakdown by ethnicity was unique. The Pacific Islander, 60%, Latin American, 47%, Native American, 43%, African American, 40%, people who ascribe to two races, 37%, white, 32%, Filipino, 29%, and Asian, 28%. So definitely a range there, but something maybe to look at the types of food that people tend to lean on and maybe look for still being culturally sound to what they like, but finding ways to do it in a way that's healthier. For adults, so 4 in 10 students are overweight, 7 in 10 adults are overweight or obese in our county. And that is also an increase from the year before. So what's the county doing about it? And what can we do about it? Well, in San Bernardino County, they say 72% of adults 18 years or older are overweight or obese, and that the related conditions can cause heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, certain types of cancer, and many of these things can help if people lower their weight, could actually prevent death. Healthy eating and physical activity, as we know, and we've heard it over and over again, are building blocks for healthy bodies. And greater consumption of fruits and vegetables and regular physical activity are also associated with a reduced risk of obesity, as well as improved weight management. So the county has quite a few programs that they have created to be able to help people lower their weight and be trained and supported. And wait till you hear some of the programs. They're awesome. So we're going to pray for them as we are going to pray that people who are overweight will join forces and our county would become healthy. We have created this county's lots of trails. They encourage us to exercise. They have a thing called Champion for Change initiatives. God, we pray it's blessed that they increase access to healthy foods, promote physical activity, address food insecurity, prevent obesity, and deliver nutrition messages to low-income residents. We have the Community of Excellence in Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity Prevention that looks at the larger picture and communities in general. And then they work with the locals, county, city officials to create better food environments, physical activity environments where they physically live, work, and play. They train in a peer-to-peer education, health leaders, community people to actually disseminate this information that would give people strategies on how to changed their knowledge about it, their attitudes, and how to practice it. They reach out to churches. Hello, let's pray this grows. The low-income residents in familiar church environments to engage pastoral staff, church leadership, and members in church-wide educational activities and health promotion events. Let's bring that on. May more and more churches be open to this. Healthy people produce healthy things. And then we have the preschool and early child care education. You can 0 to 5, and then the school and after school education for 6 to 17, where they provide and look for ways to not only give food that's accessible to this ages, but also try to teach adult caregivers on how to do the same. And then they also partner with the retail, local grocery stores, and encouraging them to produce more and purchase more and have more fruits and vegetables, especially among the low-income residents. So God, you see the cry of this. You know how many people struggle with this, but you also know it's something, God, that you do not want either. And we thank you, Father God, that greater is you that's in us. And so, God, we pray along with Paul and plead with those that are struggling with their weight to give their body, that know the Lord, to give their bodies to God because of all he has done for us, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable, because this is truly the way to worship you, O God. That we wouldn't copy the behavior and customs of this world, not a diet or this or that, but let God transform us into a new person by changing the way we think. Yes, God, it's in the way we change the way we think that helps us change the way we eat and the way we act and the things that we do. Help us not to be sedentary, but to be give this body to you that you have given to us. Then we will learn to know God's will for us, which is good and pleasing and perfect. In Jesus' name, let's pray obesity numbers decrease as believers and church members help those who are struggling with it and help one another to get to a place we are healthy and giving our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. In Jesus' name.